Once again, for media members who have just joined the call, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning. A 28-27 victory as you guys rally for a victory over Penn on Saturday to improve to 3-1. Just as you've gone back and looked at the game, just give me your impressions on your team's performance in that one.
Well, you know, Penn played really well. I was really impressed with their kids and how hard they played and how good they were. They were well coached and very well prepared for the game. I do think the fact that they had had, you know, some additional time to prepare for this year's version of Delaware, I think factored in maybe a little bit more than I had wanted it to or hoped that it would. Most everything we did with them on the front end was, you know, last year's film and then a little bit of the Monmouth offense as they had a new offensive coordinator. So we saw a lot of unscouted things during the course of the game, and fortunately our staff was able to kind of make some adjustments at halftime to allow us the opportunity to go out in the second half and have, 21 unanswered points. That kind of led to our ability to secure the victory. We started Nolan Henderson at quarterback, and he had a really good day. First drive of the game, we went down and scored. And second drive, he went down, and we missed a field goal. Had a chance to go up 10-0, but missing the field goal, I think, gave them a little hope, a little momentum early. And then they just made it a game, you know, and it was back and forth. It was a great college football game, and we were up 28-21, kind of trying to run out the clock and ended up having to punt, and they ran the punt back for a touchdown. Gave a chance to tie the game or win it on a two-point conversion. They went for two, missed the throw, and we were able to kind of run the clock out there at the end. So, you know, our team has shown me a lot of resiliency and a lot of character, you know, being behind. I've been behind, I think, in almost every game this year in the locker room at halftime and come out in the third quarters and fourth quarter and have played well. And we're certainly going to have to, you know, play a 60-minute complete game here this week if we have any expectations of being able to win on the road at Pitt.
As you touched on, you guys have been in that position before and have been able to overcome it, especially the game on the road up at Rhode Island and conference play. And how much do you think going through that experience and having a positive outcome helped you on Saturday?
Well, I think it probably helped a lot. You know, you mentioned Rhode Island. We went into the locker room up there down 13-0. We went in the locker room here against North Dakota State last weekend. We were getting hammered. Came out in the second half and, you know, did some really good things. And then, you know, we went into the locker room this week down and trailing. So I think the fact that, you know, they had been in there before and I will say that our locker room this weekend was very calm. Kind of starts maybe with the coach. I think the team was, you know, very purposeful, you know, with the idea of we can't wait to get back out there and make something happen. And sure enough, we did. But again, I give full credit here to Coach Priori and his staff there at Penn. And again, they're good. That's the thing. They're good. They got a good team. I think the Ivy League went 6-2 this week in their opening weekend. You know, so there was a lot of Ivy League teams out there that were able to use that prep time to their advantage and go out there and play against the comparable opponents and find a way to win. I'm just happy that we were able to secure victory, and I think there's a lot of lessons that we learned, and hopefully we can grow from those experiences.
I have a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Heller.
Your question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Good morning, Coach Rocco. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This week you're making a trip to Pittsburgh, and they just had a big win over a team that won 27 straight games at Central Florida. What do you got to see? What do you see right now early with Pittsburgh? Because I have something called the Pitt Special, but I think it's a reboot of the Philly Special.
Yeah, well, There's an awful lot to take on, you know, when you're kind of taking a look at playing an ACC school and a program like Pitt. I grew up in Pittsburgh. I've got, you know, great respect and you know, for their university and for their coaches and their program. I think the back-to-back Penn State, Central Florida weekends and film are very impressive. You know, they took Penn State pretty much to the wire a week ago. The Central Florida game was kind of, you know, just full of momentum swings. You know, Pitt got out fast and kind of got on them and made some big plays and looked like they were going to absolutely take control of the game. Then Central Florida stormed all the way back and took a lead, and then Pitt came on there at the end to win it. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. We're excited about playing against the best kind of competition that's out there, and then being in a venue like Heinz Field, you know, so it's a good experience for our student athletes, and you know, we'll be excited to compete here on Saturday.
And also talk about Kenny Pickett, the quarterback from Pitt. What do you see on him film? Because it seems like he's been there forever. There, you know, for Coach in there in Pittsburgh, and you know, I think he's getting better each year. Or do you see? What do you see?
Well, he's having a great year. I mean, I don't know much about his history, to be honest with you. I just kind of have just begun, you know, studying their film here. So I'm looking at what I'm seeing, and what I'm seeing is a very talented quarterback. And, you know, they're doing a lot of things offensively. They're offering a lot of conflict for defenses. They're doing some traditional kind of pro-style things. They're doing some exotic things with formations and play calling. They're getting the ball to the perimeter to their skilled receivers. They're taking shots down the field. So I feel like they got a pretty comprehensive game plan, and I'm sure we're going to see a comprehensive game plan here on Saturday. And the quarterback has managed it very well and has been making good decisions and distributing the football and extending plays with his feet. You know, so this is a good quarterback right here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Coach Rocco. Have a great
Thank
week.
You. Thanks, Chris.
Danny, you talked a little bit about Nolan Henderson making his first start for you at quarterback, and we've seen him throughout the season mostly making a lot of plays with his legs, but 20 of 29 passing, 260 yards and 3 touchdowns, very efficient day. As you went back and broke down his game, what did you like about what he did?
Well, he made really good decisions, and he protected the ball. So really, at the end of the day, that's what it really came down to. He made good decisions. He's a really good thrower. I mean, he's going to have a great career throwing the football. And I know he's kind of known as an athlete and, you know, a dual-threat guy. And sometimes when you talk that way, it kind of diminishes his ability to be a passer. He's a passer. He just happens to be a really good athlete. So 20 of 29 in his first career start, you know, 260 yards, 3 touchdowns. There's a lot to like there. And he made good decisions. He got us in and out of some plays that were, you know, to out of a bad play into a good play, protected the ball. You know, it's kind of interesting, you know, just heading into the game, there was so much conversation, a lot of it by me, you know, just about, you know, having played 3 games and having 3 games under your belt, you know, versus a team that hasn't played yet, you know. And I had said very, you know, directly, very frankly, I'd much rather be the team that has 3 games under my belt than the team that's playing their first game. Now, the flip side of that was they had all of our film, and they had the ability to study our personnel and kind of see our tendencies and things along those lines, and we really weren't able to do that. So as the game played out, there was a lot of things that happened that kind of I wasn't expecting to see, you know, in terms of, you know, the team that had played the most games versus the team playing its first game. But 2 things that, you know, really came to pass that I think were really critical components in the game. One was we had 1 penalty, they had 9. So we certainly operated like a team that had been playing, had been battle-tested. We were poised and efficient with what we were doing. Their nine penalties hurt them, you know, in the game. And then we were plus two in the turnover margin, not turning the ball over. And that's something you always worry about, you know, in your first game, your ability to protect the ball. So those were two areas right there that I thought did help our team here at home. And then Nolan was a big factor in that, as he had the ball in his hands, you know, at the beginning of every play.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Safe travels to Pittsburgh, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye. Again,